coming back home next. Personal injury claims and compensation for last year were 35% lower than they were in 2019. That's according to a report from the Injuries Resolution Board, is out this morning. Its CEO, Rosalind Carroll, is with us. Good morning, and you're very welcome. They were up by 1% on last year. So why 2019 for the comparison?
So 2019, I suppose, is pre-COVID. And this report is looking at kind of 2024. So we're like 4 years later. There would have been, I suppose, an expectation as amongst some people that injury claims would go back up because they dropped off significantly from COVID because we had no cars in our road, no people in our pubs or restaurants. A lot of employers didn't have people in their offices and so on, and reduced attendance in other areas of business as well. So what's really important about this report, it shows that that change is consistent. And it's not about COVID, or we have changed how we look at claims since COVID, I suppose, is probably a better way to put it. Mm-hmm. It also shows that for areas in employer liability, an area typically that has had difficulties in terms of affordability and availability of insurance, that claims actually went down last year. They went down by 5%. And for public liability, another area that we'd often hear there'd be problems with for business and so on and securing insurance in, that stayed the same. So there was no increase in that area. So the only increase that we saw in claims last year was in motor, and it was only up by 4% in that particular category.
Okay, and the accidents in the workplaces, businesses, public spaces, they fell considerably, didn't they? 40%?
Yeah, they've fallen an awful lot. And that's really important when we look at the overall environment. Mm. So insurance is something that affects all of us, and personal injury claims has been a driver in terms of the costs of insurance in that area. So when we look at a big change in terms of volume, that impacts in terms of the overall cost of those claims. In fact, we've gone from paying out 270 million in this area to just under 170 million. So 100 million less in claims. That's driven by the volume, but it's also driven by a change then in terms of the overall average awards.
Well, what is the average award now?
So the median award is probably a better number because it's kind of more what somebody would get in the middle. And that's now at 13,000 euros, so nearly 30% less than what it would be before new guidelines came in. And they came in 2021 and kind of recalibrated awards in Ireland, but also brought a consistency and certainty to saying, well, if you're with the Injuries Resolution Board and you come to us to get your claim settled, or if you go to the courts, that you're going to get the same award.
Okay. Are there still too many going to court though?
Yeah, I think what this report shows is there's some really, really good progress in the area. So the first thing that it shows is, one, there's 71% of respondents, they're the people that the claims are made against, are saying, yes, we'd like the Injuries Resolution Board as an alternative to the courts to assess the claim. And that's the highest that it's been in 20 years. So that's really good. It's also showing that where we do assess a claim, that there's more people saying on both sides, yes, we'd like to accept the claim that's there. So the numbers are going in the right trajectory. But yes, we would say we need more cases to stay within our system. The reason for that is we're using the same award criteria, we're using the same guidelines of the court. A recent central bank report showed that on average the claims are the same that you get in litigation as us for public liability, for example. But the time is significantly less, and the cost is 1,000 euro versus 23,000 euro in terms of legal costs. So it's really, really important, and I suppose it's about drawing awareness to that. And that's one of the reason why these reports and the reports from the central bank are really important in terms of people being in an informed position to make those choices going forward. We've also added new services, mediation service, over the last year, which allows us to deal for the first time with liability. So you don't need to go into the litigation system to do that.
The Alliance for Insurance Reform say, though, that a proposed increase by the Judicial Council of 17% in personal injury awards will push more into the courts to litigate. Do you agree?
So I think, firstly, the amendments that are there at the moment are draft and they need to go through a process. So while the Judicial Council have reviewed them and come up with this, the next step is for them to go through the Oireachtas and for there to be reviewed. So they are only in draft format at the minute. I think it's natural that over a four or five year period that you're going to see some change within those. This is the first ever review of the guidelines. I think the main purpose of the guidelines was to bring certainty and consistency in awards in Ireland so that everybody was doing the same thing, the courts and us. And that's the same regardless of that change. And that's where you get the most of the savings within the system, because it's the 23,000 that is the cost of going to legal costs. That's mm-hmm. the main systemic saving that we're trying to drive from that. Given that it's the first review, I think it would be timely in terms of an upcoming action plan for insurance reform to look at the process around that review and the process around the personal injury guidelines as well.
Thank you very much for coming in to talk to us. The CEO of the Injuries Resolution Board, Rosalind Carroll.